This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Thursday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Surprise federal cuts to the state's health department could leave some programs in limbo. Pushback from union leaders over the governor's order to bring state workers back to the office. And the Minnesota Twins debuting a new facial recognition entry system today. But first, former state senator Justin Eichhorn will be allowed to stay at a halfway house as he awaits his trial for allegedly soliciting sex from a minor.
The detention hearing in federal court lasted several hours, with attorneys arguing whether or not Eichhorn should be granted pretrial release after new allegations showed he tried to obstruct the FBI's investigation from his jail cell by having his wife retrieve his laptop from his apartment. Bloomington Police Chief Booker Hodges told WCCO's Chad Hartman that she should also be held accountable.
You know, someone's gotten arrested and you're going to go over to a house and destroy evidence.
Yeah.
That's obstruction.
Eichhorn remains in federal custody in the Sherburne County Jail until a bed at a halfway house opens up. He will also have a GPS monitor on at all times. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
State Health Department officials are scrambling following the abrupt termination of millions in federal grants.
The grants, which had already been approved, were intended for systems relating to data collection implemented during the COVID pandemic. Minnesota Department of Health Commissioner Brooke Cunningham says to have them suddenly yanked is unprecedented.
We literally got a cancellation of over $200 million in grant funding. We received a cancellation on Tuesday that was effective on Monday.
Cunningham says she's most concerned about the local public health departments and community-based organizations that have relied on the money, considering MDH is 50% federally funded. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
There are now more than 350 cases of measles across the United States, and one of them in a person from Minnesota who was visiting Washington, D.C. when he was diagnosed. Health officials say the person was aboard an Amtrak regional train and in the concourse of Union Station for several hours while contagious on March 19th. But health officials here do not believe they were contagious while in Minnesota. CBS News correspondent Jason Allen is in Texas, a state that has the bulk of the cases.
In Oklahoma, officials point out that none of the cases that they are looking at were spread in a public setting, meaning everybody that has a case of measles there is either from the same household or from extended family members. That said, measles spreads so easily, we are still seeing some health departments put out warnings in places where they have found some measles cases, telling people where an infected person had been.
Vaccines, which have been on the decline of late, are the best way to protect from measles, cases of which, not surprisingly, have been rising. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is addressing his move to order state workers back to the office for at least half of their working hours. The order would give workers until June 1st to return to work and is being widely criticized by union leaders. Walz says the time is right for this change despite the backlash.
Look, these are all different. We've got from snowplow drivers to epidemiologists to CPAs to marine biologists, and they all work on different paces. Those are done individually. I don't micromanage that. The expectation is, though, that we'll get our workforce back in the office.
The policy change provides an exemption for employees who live more than 75 miles away from work. Governor Walz is also weighing in on the state's bird flu response. Despite a recent strain of the virus being found in Stearns County, the experts say Minnesota is in a leading position among other states also combating the outbreak. Walz says right now Minnesota is taking a united front approach to finding solutions for farmers and healthcare leaders.
We're looking across both the economic and the health side of this. And if you don't get on the front end of these things, we don't want this to be one that's jumping into humans or our pets. What we're seeing some cats be impacted. It's also a realization that, as you heard this is very seasonal.
He added that state officials are confident in saying that pasteurized milk, commercial eggs, and poultry are still safe to eat in Minnesota. Minnesota lawmakers are being asked to up the amount of insurance paid by the Minnesota State High School League to student athletes paralyzed while competing. Corey Glynn's son, Ethan, was paralyzed during a ninth grade Bloomington Jefferson football game in 2022. Corey talked to WCCO Radio's Vanita Sakar this morning.
The $2 million policy they call the lifetime policy. In today's financial world, $2 million will not get you a lifetime of care. Jack is already in that situation, and he's just barely over 10 years. So looking for an increase in that amount, we're pushing for $10 million.
The MSHSL has since increased catastrophic injury coverage to $3 million and will include coverage to ninth grade teams. In 2022, the MSHSL offered zero coverage for ninth grade teams and activities. And finally, no scanning, no ticket, hands-free. The Minnesota Twins debuting a new facial recognition entry system today. Major League Baseball's Carrie Zaremba.
The live selfie capture that you take in the ballpark app is converted into a unique numerical token. We store the token on your account, but the image is discarded. And then when you're walking through, it's doing the same process and looking for a match between the two. If there's a match, then it looks to see if you have valid tickets. And if everything's true, you're good to go.
The Twins open the season on the road tomorrow in St. Louis. Pregame at 2:30 right here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.